You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Supreme Court, the decisions handed down at the end of the first half of 2022 are momentous in many ways, but right now I welcome Daniel Henniger, of the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, in his Wonderland column, looking at the politics of the Supreme Court decisions, not between the parties, but intra-party, the Democratic Party. Dan, I read that members of the well-known progressive faction in the Congress, especially in the dominating House of Representatives, which has an overwhelming Democratic majority, those progressives are unhappy, perhaps with the Supreme Court, perhaps with the Republicans, but mostly with President Joe Biden. Unhappy because, Dan, this needs to be explained, because the Supreme Court made decisions that are now rebounding and causing trouble for the president. In these last hours, we have an incomplete report that the president now favors lifting the filibuster for codification of Roe v. Wade. What do you make of this contest in the Democratic Party, and that everything is, at you, as you say, from a quote from Amy Allison, founder of She the People, the future of the Democratic Party is at stake? Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Well, I think the first point is a general one, which is that Joe Biden won the election into the presidency because he promised a return to normalcy. And he won because the party elders in the Democratic Party, such as James Clyburn of South Carolina, saw that the progressives couldn't win the general election. And so they needed to put forth a quote unquote moderate. He won. There has been nothing moderate about Joe Biden's presidency since Inauguration Day. He went smartly to the left, has essentially adopted the progressive policies of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And they won't let him forget it. And what happened here after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe was that Joe Biden said it's enraging, and that the public should go to the polls in November and take it out on the politicians who support this decision. The left went nuts. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cori Bush said that the idea that the voters should solve this problem was crazy. And as the Washington Post described it, they said that these lawmakers were criticizing the notion that it is on voters to turn on in the November election when the Democrats are unwilling to push boundaries and upend the system to defend the hard-won civil liberties. And so within 48 hours, Joe Biden, bending in the wind, is calling for a filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade. And a couple of quick things need to be said about that. One, it is almost surely not going to happen. You need more than 50 votes in the Senate to break the filibuster. Both Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin were asked about Biden's statement, and they said their view on breaking the filibuster, which is to say they oppose it, has not changed. Second, and more importantly, the idea that you would break the filibuster for an exception only to codify Roe v. Wade is utterly preposterous, and everyone knows that if they broke the filibuster, it would be permanent. That's one of the reasons Sinema and Manchin oppose it, because once the Republicans gain power, they would have a filibuster-free Senate and would be free to do anything they wanted. So ultimately, what it comes down to, John, is a president who simply blows over when the progressives lean on him. That's something we have always known, and there's no evidence that that's going to change.
The country needs direction and leadership, Dan, not because of the Supreme Court, but because of the economy, because of the recovery, because of the war in Europe. I want to stipulate that we're not addressing any of these things when I quote from the future of the Democratic Party is at stake. This extreme anxiety the Democrats feel, I understand the Republicans can feel it too at any given moment. Is it the result of policies at the Supreme Court, or is it a consequence of the bad patch we've gone through? 2 years of the pandemic, an attack on Ukraine that looks at any moment to break out into a war between NATO and Russia, and inflation that, well, we see the numbers out of Europe this morning. They're breaking, Dan. They're breaking, and they've got a winter that is not going to be adequately supplied with energy. So is that what we're feeling here, and then we think it's about something in our institutions that disappoint us?
Well, I don't know whether it's so much the institutions. I mean, going back to the Democratic Party, which has its own view of institutions, such as that the Supreme Court should be, or the judiciary in general, should be an activist judiciary, and that if the issue is something like abortion or the climate, anything related to those issues that comes before a judge or a Supreme Court justice should be kind of like connect the dots or paint the numbers. If it's for the climate, you have to rule in favor of the climate. In the EPA decision that was just handed down, the conservative majority said that the Environmental Protection Agency had extended its authority way beyond anything Congress had ever envisioned or said. As Justice Gorsuch said, Congress, speaking to Congress, has to be more explicit about its intentions because they cannot rely on these vague statutes. The Democrats have a view of our institutions that, and the question is, are they really shared by the rest of the country? There's no question that many of our institutions are shaking right now. Another example, kind of unrelated to the events of the last week, is what happened to public schools during the pandemic. They were closed all over the country. And that included in states, blue states, liberal states like New Jersey and New York. Well, in the liberal state of New Jersey, there were parents in very liberal towns across New Jersey that filed lawsuits against the unions and the school boards to open the schools. And when the Republican in the last November's gubernatorial election, Jack Cittarelli, ran against Democratic Phil Murphy, Cittarelli came within a hair's breadth of winning. And my takeaway from that is that the pandemic and the effect on the schools had a bracing effect on a lot of voters, and that includes Democratic voters who themselves have children in the schools. And yeah, it was born of the anxiety that we've been talking about here, but the Democrats, the progressives, kind of thrive on anxiety. That was what I wrote about in my column this week. They like to be in the streets. They like to be protesting. They like to be in front of Justice Kavanaugh's house, shouting him down prior to the decision being rendered. I think that sort of thing is unsettling a lot of voters, and that they're beginning to define the Democratic Party as a group of people who seem to be always running up to the edge of another civil disturbance of some sort. And again, back to the beginning of our conversation, Joe Biden was elected because he promised a return to normalcy. He has not done that. The Democrats are not doing it. And it's just possible that voters will go back to the polls this November and vote for normalcy. And that probably is not going to include electing a lot of Democratic candidates.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of The Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.